I want the reader to understand that I am reading this book that was written in third person. Even though I did dictate this book, the author, my dear friend Antoinette May, give some observations that I will either delete or put in my own feelings about it. Because when somebody is observing you, it's a little bit different than maybe you're writing from your first person. I want to tell you that I had many reasons for writing Adventures of a Psychic, the book that this audio program is based on, but two of my primary goals deserve special attention. First of all, I wanted to give people an understanding of what a psychic truly is all about. Being a psychic has always been a family pattern that includes my grandmother, my dear grandmother, and my mentor, Ada Coyle, an uncle, Henry Caulfolds, who was at the time part of the spiritualistic camps that were in Florida, my youngest son who works with me, Christopher Dufresne, and my marvelous granddaughter who showed psychic ability and is even showing it more extreme now that she's six, but really started showing it at three. The genetic aspect is important, but it's not the truest measure of what being psychic really entails. The real issues revolve around our trials and tribulations, our heartaches, our struggles, and the tempering of our souls to make us a vehicle for God. Second, this is a story about a woman, me, one who is perhaps, I sometimes think maybe could this be a crime, that could be too giving, too naive, too understanding, and sometimes too selfless. Yet, this woman is very intelligent, a type of savant almost, as far as people's lives, truth, and spirituality are concerned. I really also want to show that a religious or spiritual person is also very human and not at all saintly, and will experience the same hurts, deception, fears, and phobias as everyone else. I think we have a tendency when someone has a gift to put them on a pedestal. This is cruel to the person, because after all, they have the same...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?